With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. British authorities have declared Thursday's Yom Kippur attack against a synagogue in Manchester an act of terrorism. They are still investigating what motivated the attacker. He was shot dead by police. Police are questioning six other people in connection with the attack. We are learning more about the attacker as correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Jihad El-Shami was shot and killed by police outside the Heaton Park Congregation Synagogue after he rammed a car into pedestrians and attacked them with a knife. Two people were killed. Detectives say El-Shami, a British citizen of Syrian origin who lived in Manchester, may have been influenced by extreme Islamist ideology. They are still trying to determine if he acted alone. Three men and three women were arrested on suspicion of the commission, preparation, and instigation of acts of terrorism. A court granted police five more days to hold them. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukraine President Zelensky says a Russian drone strike on a railway station injured dozens of people overnight. Zelensky is calling the attack savage. Here's correspondent Donna Warder with more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a Russian drone strike on Saturday struck a Ukrainian rail station, injuring at least 30 people. It happened in Shostka, a city northeast of Kyiv, about 43 miles from the Russian border in the Sumy region. The regional governor says in a video handout that seven of the injured are in the hospital, one with critical injuries. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has announced a new import certification requirements for shrimp and spices from Indonesia. The new requirements come after cases of radioactive contamination were detected last month. In a post on its website, the agency said it will implement the import certification requirements from certain regions starting October 31st. This is SRN News. Virginia's governor encourages attendees at a recent Turning Point USA event in his home state.
Speaking with Salem Radio, Glenn Youngkin says he invited those gathered at Virginia Tech University last week to take up the mantle of the late Charlie Kirk.
They're the leaders of the future. And I wasn't kidding when I said the best answer I've heard to the question who's going to be the next Charlie Kirk is all of you.
Youngkin issued this challenge.
You are the light. And you need to stand up and be confident in your beliefs because what you believe is truth, and we need you to lead. And I have to be honest, it was one of the most moving moments of the entire time I've had the privilege of serving as governor.
He spoke only days after the inspirational service for the late conservative Christian activist and Salem talk host. Next stop for the This is the Turning Point tour will be next Tuesday, October 7th at Montana State University. George Williams, SRN News.
This is SRN News. Despite the shutdown, new record highs on Wall Street Friday.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks edged mostly higher on Wall Street, sending indexes to more records. The S&P 500 inched up by less than a tenth of a percent Friday. The index closed out its seventh winning week in the last nine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 238 points. It's about half a percent. The Nasdaq Composite lost an early gain and slipped 0.3% from its record. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market. That followed some mixed reports on growth for service businesses in the U.S. Crude oil prices clawed back some of their losses from earlier in the week. Seth Zutel, New York.
The Trump administration has announced the cancellation of $7.6 billion intended for clean energy projects across 16 states. The cuts likely will affect battery plants, hydrogen technology projects, and more. Each of those states where both senators voted against the Republican bill to keep the federal government open. SRNnews.com.